The Health Museum in Houston is one of my favorite places to take my daughter because she loves it. It's interactive, but also I usually walk away learning something too. No matter how much you paid attention in school, there's always something you can learn. We are excited to have in with us this morning Paige from the Health Museum. Good morning, Paige.
Good morning, Sarah Pepper. How are you?
I am doing very well. I'm glad that you are joining us this morning. You guys always have a lot going on at the Health Museum. And because this all ties into Donate Life Month, which is this month, April.
April, yes.
And a lot of people in the Houston area, because we are home to the largest medical center in the entire country, a lot of people come to Houston for organ donation. And I think people know the minimals of organ donation in that on your license, are you an organ donor or not? I don't think people really understand you can be an organ donor before you pass away, while you're still alive, how many organs you really have in your body. I mean, it's gotten so far, you can donate your eyes, you can donate your skin. I think that, you know, organ donation has come such a long way, and I think this is a really good platform for you guys to be able to use to talk to people about organ donation, because there are a lot of misconceptions when it comes to this.
Exactly, Sarah. And we're looking to kind of dispel those myths, right? Some people think, well, my lifestyle doesn't really, you know, cater to maybe donating a liver or donating a kidney.
I feel like that.
Right?
I don't think anybody's going to want my kidney and liver based on my wine consumption.
But you know what? You've got to look into that, right? There's so many great organizations like the Living Bank, Life Gift that are around us. Methodist is a great partner here that's local. And so we're going to be talking about that with some experts that, like you mentioned, are from our renowned Texas Medical Center. So we're definitely looking forward to having those experts come join us, come help, you know, with those questions and concerns, and definitely being the host to those important conversations.
And this is a great place to bring your kids also, because you're not thinking about organ donation in the eyes of your child, but there could come a day where your child or someone in their class is going to be in need of an organ donation.
Yes.
They're going to have a lot of questions. And one thing I have noticed with my daughter is she asks a lot of questions and I have no idea how to answer them. And I'll get halfway down an answer and think to myself, ooh, I need to walk that back, because it just prompts more questions. And now we're on a path that I'm not really sure how to clean this mess up.
Right.
And it's a great way for kids to be able to learn about organ donation, get their questions answered from experts who are used to talking to children of that age about this particular situation.
Exactly. And so we also are excited to be able to share our science educators with our guests. So we actually have a kidney cart sponsored by the Living Bank where our kids will be able to interact with blood typing activities, learn how the kidneys filter out our blood, and a lot of great interactive features from our kidney cart. We also will be featuring our hero wall, so those can see, you know, real active live participants in this organ donation process, right? And be able to read and tell their stories. So we have a lot going on the whole month for Donate Life Month, and definitely encourage you all to come visit and check us out.
Well, because at the Health Museum too, I've been a few times, so I can help you with this. There's so much for your children to see, and that first and foremost is great because it's inside, it's Houston, weather's unpredictable. So you know you're in a good environment. But there's a lot of hands-on activities for the kids that even if they don't understand exactly what they're doing, it gets their minds thinking, right?
Exactly.
It starts to trigger that thought process for them.
Exactly.
Is my daughter going to be a doctor of five? I don't know. But does she love coming in there and watching the heartbeat? Absolutely.
Yes.
Because then I can explain to her, that's the heart in your chest. It's not the one you draw at school. This is what's really inside your body. And then your DeBakey cell lab is, I mean,
thank you.
Honestly.
Thank you. Well, you know what? That's our mission, right? To foster that wonder and curiosity amongst our visitors. And you know what? You don't have to have a super advanced passion for science or medicine, but we really value that opportunity to have that self-based inquiry learning. People can get hands-on and they walk away saying, wait, I learned a whole lot of stuff and it was so fun, I didn't even know it. So that's really what encourages us to kind of keep moving that needle and really, you know, having an ear to the community and seeing what interests them. So Donate Life Month is definitely one of those topics that came up. Definitely have a lot of questions and concerns within the community. So we said, hey, why not? Let's partner with the experts and let's get this out in the community and let's talk about it. Let's see what's going on. Let's see what the questions are and let's see how we can meet our community members where they are.
Well, and when it comes to science, technology, engineering, and math, when it comes to STEM, children are becoming more and more interested in this early on. And as someone who did not do well in science, Technology, okay. Math, I'm great at math.
Okay, great.
I'm fantastic at math. But when it came to science, I don't know. And I know that there are going to be times where my daughter Parker is going to start asking these questions, and I'm sure your child is too. Right. You want to be able to open up a world for them. Exactly. Not just have them live in the world that you live in the bubble that you have with the job that you're doing and the people that you hang out with. You want to be able to expose your children to all of these opportunities, because as much as they look like you, they're not you.
Exactly.
There might be something out there that they have an interest in that you would never know until you expose them to the health museum. And then they're involved in this, they're active in this, and you found something for them that they're passionate about.
Yes, exactly. And that's what we're really catering towards. You bring up a great point, Sarah, with, you know, fostering that interest, right? So once that child expresses that, we encourage you to come visit us. We have some great summer camps that are going on this summer.
I want to be 7 to 8 years old.
Get this. We actually open up that age window at 5 years old. So it's actually a lot younger than these local camps anyways. And it goes from ages 5 to 13. So we have those available this summer. It'll be going on from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. with before and after care available. And like you mentioned, Sarah, there's going to be some great topics going on. We have drone camp, forensic science, chemistry,
cardio
nursing
camp,
vet camp, robotics, grossed out science. We have a ton of topics. And like I mentioned before, you come in having fun, the kids have fun, and they walk away learning so much more about themselves and about the topics that interest them the most.
And they're going to be able to make friends and interact with kids that also have those same interests that they do.
Yes.
Would help, you know, that helps foster that curiosity, because when you're around other kids that are into the same thing that you are, that may not be a sport that's
right.
popular and
right.
may not be something else that everybody's doing, because your mind thinks differently than the other kids. Knowing that there's other children out there that have those same interests not only validates the way that you feel, but also it just feeds that curiosity that
exactly.
your child has, and they will flourish in that environment.
Exactly. And we have that environment that's safe for them to be able to foster that, Sarah, and also grow into it. So not only for the summer camps that go up to age 13, we also offer an amazing Global Teen Medical Summit, which is a week-long program. It starts July 8th through July 12th. That's open for ages 14 through 18, and they get the opportunity to spend the night at the U of H dorms, so they can kind of really get involved in this, you know, college life, campus life.
Well, you bring up college, Paige. You can also put that on your college application.
Exactly.
Wait, to say you were at a summit? I can tell you that, having applied for college, you're like, did you do anything extra? I'm like, yes, obviously.
Right, exactly. And you know what? The great thing about this teen medical summit is, you know, they'll be exposed to that cutting edge medical research. They're going to be right here in the heart of the Texas Medical Center, speaking to clinical professionals as well. And then, like you mentioned, they'll have that college and career preparedness. They'll be able to explore those different career pathways. And we're offering $1,500 scholarships.
That's amazing.
So we encourage you all to visit our website, www.thehealthmuseum.org, to learn more, to register, and of course, apply for those scholarships.
Well, and Paige, what the Health Museum does also is, I think when people think about the medical field, they only think doctors, right?
Yes.
Or researchers.
Yes.
Or what they've seen on Grey's Anatomy. They don't realize that there is a whole other world that surrounds that medical field, that you may not want to be a doctor or a surgeon, but you have that fascination with how the body works, or
right.
how the brain works, or how your heart works. And what the Health Museum does is it's able to start those conversations early with kids
yes.
to know what opportunities are out there for them. Because I think for a lot of people, they think that the medical field and that education is something that they are not privy to based off of economic status, where they went to high school, maybe
right.
where they went to their, you know, pre-graduate, whatever that is, the 4 years before
right.
you go to,
right.
you know,
undergrad,
medical school.
Yeah.
I think what you guys do is you make that field accessible and within the reach of everyone. And I think
yeah.
every child should be able to experience that, so they don't think that their dream is out of their reach.
Thank you for saying that, Sarah. And that's something that's really close to our mission. You know, we host Free Family Thursdays. So every Thursday, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m., we encourage you all to come out. And like you said, it doesn't matter what background or socioeconomic status you have. We want you guys to come and engage with all the new exhibits we have available. You guys get the same access to you know, the same things members have access to in some regard. You know, when we talk about the exhibits, when we talk about guest speakers coming into our theaters, and then we also are a member of AS. ASTC, which allows those who are on government assistance to get discounted rates on our tickets and admissions. So we definitely want to make sure that museums, especially our museum, is accessible for all.